state facing 26 billion euro in fines for broken climate pledges. Environment correspondent Caroline O'Doherty's eye-popping story on the front of the Irish Independent this week. A big chunk of those fines could well come from not reducing emissions from the land. 4 million tonnes of greenhouse gases seeping out of drained farmland and turf-cut bog. And we are legally obliged to make significant cuts to that 4 million tonnes figure over the course of the next 5 years. And you do that by re-wetting. Not flooding, re-wetting, raising the water table from the bottom up by blocking drains. Even just 10 centimetres, excuse me, just 10 centimetres of higher water table reduces emissions significantly. But in many places, it will also make that land less farmable. The government has now embarked on trying to persuade farmers to voluntarily re-wet their land. Has not got a good reception so far. But, as I found out on the ground in the Midlands during the week, there will be some farms for which re-wetting would actually be a positive, and others for which it won't work at all.
So it's a 74 hectares altogether, 10 rented, 64 owned.
Mark Lamb milks 80 cows on land beside Raheen Moor Bog in County Offaly.
Background running towards bog.
Yeah. How much would potentially be in the firing line for re-wetting?
Oh, you're talking 60% of my farm, so you're talking, you know, the guts of 100 acres, like, you know. If that was gone, I wouldn't be viable. You know, it wouldn't make sense anymore, you know.
He will probably be one of the people the Department of Agriculture is now going to try and entice into a voluntary re-wetting scheme. But it will take a lot of enticing.
So this is your career, your income, your asset. It's basically the sun, moon and stars.
More or less.
My wife
and my kids, Claire and Tomás and Kate as well, of course, very important. But that's the farm is, you know, second. You know, it's in the blood, you know. It's been here longer than me and it'll be here after me, hopefully.
So any voluntary scheme would have to be pretty attractive.
Well, hugely. And as I say, for me right now, and I don't see it changing anything soon, it wouldn't even be on my radar.
Mark feels that re-wetting would mean the land would support less cows, and Mark feels that he can't tinker with the ratio of cows to land too much before his farm would be pushed into being unviable. We went backwards and forwards with all different kinds of offers that the department could make him, but ultimately it came down to this.
I don't want to do it. I enjoy farming. That's what I do. This is my career. This is my earning potential. This is, you know, something my father and me have created. Why would I want to give that up? You know,
because the really difficult thing that's going to happen is 5 years down the line, taxpayer is going to be saying, hang on a second, why have we not got on top of these emissions? Where are they coming from? Oh, Mark Lamb's farm is one of the places where no progress towards reducing emissions has been made.
I think huge progress has been made. You know, as I said, we've taken on board the different ways of spreading slurry. We've reduced artificial fertiliser by 50% on this farm. You know, we've changed the grass seed we're using. We're using multi-species sward. How much more? How much more can you walk on someone's neck? You know, they will eventually stop breeding, you know. Is that what you want? My responsibility is to, you know, to take care of my cows, pay my bills, pay my mortgage, and take care of what I have. I am not responsible for that. I have done my fair share. I don't think taking half my farm off me is even an acceptable conversation.
You have done, as a farmer, more than I have as a non-farmer. I think that's true
100%.
Nationally. Neither you nor I have done enough yet to get to grips with the situation.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. Look, there is more to be done. There's probably more can be done on the farm. But, like, taking the farm away from me, like, that's okay. Taking half, and like,
that's the key question then, well, here, really, isn't it? That if your farm is no longer economically viable, there's going to be no environmental initiatives taken here.
No, there'll be nothing to improve upon. There will be nothing here, you know. I don't think anyone's going to take this laying down, you know. This is a land grab, and we don't deserve that, you know. You know, look at the people with 4x4s collecting their kids from school. There's carbon, you know. Go and calculate the emissions at Dublin Airport. There's carbon. Take it out of the atmosphere. Don't ask us to take it out of the atmosphere. Don't put it up there. If you don't, if you can't deal with it, then don't put so much up there.
So it would need to be a very attractive package and a very well thought out message to persuade you to change what it is that you're doing?
Perhaps, look, maybe someone closer to retirement age, nobody coming on, I could completely, you could see it being an option for them.
But for a young man like you with a family who enjoys doing what he's doing.
I do enjoy doing what I'm doing. And no, I'm not for turning.
So this drain originally was from here, 1, 2, 3, 4 metres
wide.
4 metres wide, and it was probably about 2 metres deep, and that started up there and went the whole way down.
And all filled in now?
All filled in.
By way of complete contrast, on the other side of Offaly, right beside Clara Bog, Ian Sheridan has chosen to block the drains on his land and actively re-wet it, raising the water table to quite close to the surface of the field.
The water table has raised, yeah. Obviously, it will raise to a certain point, but it's making no difference to my land.
The number of animals you can put out and the number of months that you can put them out and when you can put them out.
Basically, just be clever about it. Don't stick them out on wet days. If you have a wet week, you wouldn't put cattle down there. Neither would I. You'd take them out there.
Okay.
You know?
But when you've had a dry week, even with the water table raised to within, what, 30, 40 centimetres?
It's supposed to be 20 centimetres below the top of the ground.
20 centimetres?
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
And you can still happily have your cattle coming out?
Oh, yeah.
On the drier days?
On the drier days.
When it hasn't been raining on top of that directly?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's just not what I had expected you to have said at all.
Yeah.
Did you expect that?
My father said at the time, this will make no difference to this land.
This being blocking the drains will make no difference.
He said it make no difference to it. In fairness, he was right. It is no different.
Ian is farming a lot less animals than Mark, and the lie of his land is very different. Some parts black, buttery, peaty soil, and other parts of the same field a red, sandy soil badly in need of water.
Everything like this, it just dries up so quickly and so fast. As I say, especially around here, if you were here 10, 15, 20 years ago, all this ground would have been a lot wetter. A lot wetter.
But if this was to dry out, presumably then when the first shower of rain does come along, you're losing loads of soil into the river.
Yeah.
And is it even blown off in the wind?
Yeah, a lot of it is, yeah. It just dries out so quickly. When I receded all of that there and I came across here and receded this, everything just dried out to, like, into nothing, into dust.
And it needs to be wet.
It needs to be wet because that's just the way it is. It needs constant nearly water to keep this alive. If you go and you have a nice, lovely, lovely brown clay, it will hold a certain amount of moisture, especially underneath. But this thing just washes it off.
Is the lesson from all of this, perhaps, suck it and see before you make your mind up about rewetting?
Yeah, I reckon so. I think if you had to have a look at other people, what they're doing, and see is there any similarities between your land and what he's doing or whatever like that? Yeah, definitely. It's. You know, but sometimes I think you just need to be bullish and a bit daring and give it a go.
Ian Sheridan persuaded, Mark Lamb less so. Both men in Offaly, thank you for their time this week.